Podcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in Luke chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
It is a privilege to be able to talk about what we have as our subject today. We get a chance sometimes to reminisce upon some of the most important things in life. And one of them is what changed everything, and it was the arrival of the King. And when we sing the song, Joy to the World, I think most of us have been around long enough to know that that song has yet to be fulfilled, because it's more of a millennial song. Jesus is coming back, and what's going to happen is the entire world is going to be filled with righteousness. The lion's going to lay down with the lamb. There's going to be no more pain, no more sorrow for those of us who are glorified coming back. But those who are living here will live to be, like in the Old Testament, many centuries old. A child will play on the hole of an asp, and a little child shall lead these lions and lambs, and they'll be playing together. It's going to be an awesome time. And our King has come in the past with a view to coming to a throne in the future. And so we're excited about those prospects. They are what give us the impetus to get up and go for God. I am reminded of that song, the Hallelujah chorus, that was sung before the King at one point. And when that song was presented, the King himself rose from his throne, and thus everyone in the throne room as well stood as that chorus just bellowed out in the beauty of that arrangement. And I feel like today, as we read the story of the Nativity, we might want to stand. Would you do that? Let's stand together. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to ask you to stand with me as we read in honor to our King. And I think it is very fitting for our day today. The Bible says in verse 1 of chapter 2 in the book of Luke, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And the taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let's pray, shall we? Father, these are high truths for us. Our days tend to run one into the next. Things become very ordinary and mundane. Life can sometimes be tedious with all of the sameness. And we thank you, Father, that in the reality that we live, we need only lift our eyes a little way into the past and see that something changed everything. That something made everything remarkable. And it was the arrival of the Lord Jesus. We thank you not only for his arrival, but the means of his arrival, of the reality of what happened after he arrived and how he changed everything. I pray, Father, that as we meditate here upon these things today, that you give our hearts that sense of wonder that should surround everything about this season and this very day. We thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This past week ran into a little bit of a snafu. You ever have a snafu in your life? But the snafu was my wife's car was messed up. Put on the brakes and it would just make all these noises. There was a little clanging down in the front and I didn't know what that was. And I'm kind of the guy who likes to fix things, but I just didn't have any time to fix it. So I thought, well, she needs an oil change, and if I go over to this local place over here, they always check everything. You know, they check everything. They do. Boy, you come in there, you want a $30 thing, and you're going to come out with a big laundry list of things that need to be done. But I mentioned to them, the brakes, I think, are messing up. And they said, okay, we'll give you the oil change. We'll do an inspection. So I'm up in Cleveland, and I get this phone call, and I get this guy. He says, yeah, he says, we figured out what the problem was. He says, you have this little tone sensor or tone ring that's broke on your front axle. And he says, we can take care of it for you by the day's end. I thought, yeah, I know it's coming. All right. So the thing was, it was $1,000. $1,000. I'm like, what? He says, yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to replace both of your front axles and we're going to put all new tires on. And I said, well, let's back the tires out. I don't need the tires, okay? I can get tires at the junkyard. They're $25 installed. I know where to get good tires. $400, he says. That'll knock that down. $650-some bucks. I'm like, wow. I said, so what is it? What is it? I'm like trying to get my mind around this. What is it? And so he said, well, he said, listen, he said, we got to replace the axles. The tone ring's messed up. And I said, listen, I've seen this stuff before. I know what the tone ring is. I said, can't you just replace the tone? Oh, no, we have to replace the whole axle. And they both go at the same time. So we're going to do both of them for you. $600-some dollars. I'm like, wow. I said, let me call you back. And then I had a seat and I caught my breath and got my wits about me. And I called him back. I said, listen, did you do the oil change? Yeah, I did the oil change. I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to wait. It's not time. I can't make a decision right now. I'll get back with you and let you know what we're going to do. So I get online and I look up tone ring. The thing cost $7. $7 for the tone ring. I got on YouTube and I thought, can I do this? And I thought, I know I've done those axles before. I said, I think I can do this. Literally did the repair on my car for $7.50. Now, if I was a lady who was out there hanging in the wind by herself and she got this laundry list and this handsome young man in a nice, cool-looking, clean shirt who obviously can work on cars and not get dirty, so he's really good. And, you know, this guy, he's telling her, oh, you really need this and you really need this. She's going to be beside herself thinking her wheels are going to blow up and the axles are going to break. $7.50. Now, I told you that because I'm angry. No, I didn't tell you because I'm angry. I told you that because it's the way of life, isn't it? Things don't always go as you expect. You always are thinking something else is going to occur, perhaps, than what is. And you know, I went to this place knowing I was going to get a laundry list. Didn't expect it to be $1,000, but I replaced that thing in about an hour and a half. And I'm telling you that this is kind of what Israel was going through. They were looking for a king. They were not looking for a manger with a little infant babe in there that was all cute and cooey and all that. They were looking for something else. And I have a feeling that for most of us in our lives, we're often looking for something other than what God has in mind. We're looking beyond what's right in front of us. We're trying to figure things out in a way that is not in keeping with the way God moves. God moves in mysterious ways, we hear. But reality is God moves in mysterious ways, yes, but He moves in the ordinary ways of our day-to-day. And what I want to suggest to you is in the passage we've just read, we've already seen some things that God uses in accomplishing the work He wants to do in the world as well as in our own lives. And I want you to see in verse 1 that we find right out of the gate that God uses kings. You know, I tell you what, I am not in any way unclear what happened in the past 8 years under the Barack Obama administration in our country. God used Barack Obama here. I didn't like it. It bothered me. Everything he did seemed to be contrary to everything I believe in. But I know that God was in the details. I know that God was lighting a fire under us in America. And I want you to know something. I don't think it's done a whole lot of good. I think we're in for a big world of hurt out in the future because nobody's changing. We're just trying to get our pocketbooks back in order, which is the easy fix. It's sort of like, okay, I identified the ring. There's the ring. Let's put the ring back on. We'll be good. But if we go on and we don't change some things that maybe are in more need of attention in our country, we could be in a world of hurt. And I want you to know, I think that's where we're heading. But God uses that. God uses kings. And in the passage before us, we see the Bible tells us that Caesar Augustus made a decree that all the world should be taxed. We always bristle about taxes, right? You know, and taxes are fine. I don't have any problem with being taxed. I just don't like to be taxed for the wrong kind of things. Went down to see the little baby down there in Columbus, and I went into the emergency room, and it really was a real interesting experience just to be down there. But, you know, one of the things that we see in our country is the complexion of everything is changing. And when you understand that taxes many times are going to pay for things that maybe they shouldn't be paying for, like, for instance, I have a Bible that tells me one thing that's very true. It says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Did you hear that? There's a lot of people who aren't working, but they're eating well. I live nearby some housing where they get their lawns cut. They got their air conditioning. They got a nicer house than many people that I know. And what I'm saying is they're not paying like everybody else pays. And there's a problem with that when people are capable to work. But God uses that. Because if God will allow the lion or the bear or the wolf inside of our own nation, God is telling us something. He's telling us that our country has forgotten its moorings. You and I, who know the Lord Jesus, realize that the Word of God was foundational in the establishing of this country. And we've abandoned that. And what I'm saying to you is that even though the things are happening around us, as if the whole earth is shifting under us, we have the encouragement to know that God is in the details. He sent forth a tax that moved one little couple to the exact place they needed to be to fulfill prophecy, to make things happen that needed to happen in the way that they needed to happen. And in your life and in mine, sometimes we don't know why things go sideways. And I'll tell you what, when that thing happened with my car, I'm like, what? $1,000? I expected it to be a bunch, but I didn't think $1,000. And then I was really, when I found out it was going to cost me $7.50 to fix it, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This is just too extreme. But I look at that as another war story that I have to tell lost people. I can tell lost people. You know what lost people respect? They respect work. They respect people who do good work, who care about good work. And I'm talking about the people you might see at your work, your job, whatever. And I'm wanting to just say to you, don't ever dismiss the importance of consistency in your day-to-day. You just do what God has in front of you. You do that and God will work in that. He uses kings. He used the tax. He moved these people right where they needed to be. And whatever is pressing you in your life, God is in the details. He has his eye on the sparrow. Not one can fall to the ground and die, but that he understands and knows it. And he knows about you and me. Isn't that good to know? He uses kings. He used Caesar Augustus, who made all the world be taxed. And this pressed Joseph and Mary to go where they needed to go. And when I say he uses kings, remember, he's not the only king in the narrative here. The Bible says in verse 4, and Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. You see, he's a king too.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.